morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Tuesday morning. I wanted to read to you from my daily devotional this morning, and it's headed, Is Anything Too Hard for God? Now this is based on Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27, which reads, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? It reads, Do you have a problem believing that the moment a sinner receives Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour, he is saved? I believe that you will say no. Let me then ask you, which is harder for God? To save a soul from hell or heal a sick body? Well, of course, it's harder to save a soul from hell because God had to send his Son to the cross. So if God has already given you the greatest miracle that you can ever receive, which is to pluck you out of the clutches of eternal damnation and give you eternal life, what is healing your body, saving your marriage, turning your rebellious teenage son around, or giving that business deal over to him? Therefore, don't think that when you come to God with a headache, he says, no problem, but you should come to him with cancer, and he says, cancer, wow, not that easy, this is far more problematic, I will need more power. No, it may appear more difficult to us, but with God nothing is too hard for him, because he says, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Well, this was indeed the case for a church member who was suffering from ovarian cancer. After he had prayed for her, he told her, This cancer is not a problem for God. Just believe that when God said that nothing is too hard for him, it is so. In a matter of weeks, she came back with tears in her eyes, testifying that she went back to the doctor and he pronounced her healed after he could find no traces of cancer in her. So if it's a miracle you need, it is a miracle you will get. God has already given you the greatest miracle of eternal life, so why would he not give you all the other lesser miracles? And that's really my thought for the day. When God says that nothing is too hard for him, it is so. And last week, I recall Steve talking about a limitless God, and that God isn't limited to the things that the human body is limited to, and this is really just another spin on that, but in a different means, that it's not just that he's not limitless, but nothing is impossible or too difficult for his reach and his power to overcome. So I don't know what trials you may face today, if any at all. Hopefully there'll be none. But whether it's from losing and misplacing the car keys to something much more significant, you may be struggling yourself with a need for healing, or you may be facing or awaiting to undergo an operation, then whatever it is, just put it to God and ask God for your healing. Ask God for your miracle, because nothing is too hard for him. And no matter how small or how big the problem is, God can come to our rescue, and we just have to declare his victory on that cross over our situation, over our bodies, over our lack, whatever that may be, and ask God to be the provider and to proclaim victory over that situation. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that it's in your promise and in your word, as it says in Jeremiah, that nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we believe that. We choose to believe that, Lord, not just today, but for all days that are ahead. And Lord, we present our struggles or our challenge to you this morning. And Lord, we ask and proclaim your victory over that situation, Lord. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.